Hi everyone, thanks for tuning in. Today we're going to be talking about the importance of a pre-approval letter as you start to look to purchase your first house or your next house. Hope you enjoy.
Hey guys, just wanted to talk to you guys today about what the current market's doing. Right off the bat, right now, first-time home buyer houses, there's not a whole lot on the market. I consider first-time home buyers anything from $80,000 to that $250,000 range. You're looking at only 57 houses in all of the Omaha metro area. I'm talking all the way Bellevue, Gretna, all the way at Bennington. Just not a lot available. Even when you go up to that 250 plus, like I'm talking 250 to those $1.2 million houses that you see popping up, there's only 307 of those available in the Omaha area. With that all being said, it's very important to start off the process of buying your house with a great mortgage broker and a real estate agent that are really going to walk you through and get you those houses. And that's kind of leading into my introduction of Josh Land here. He's one of my preferred lenders here. He does a great job. He's kind of going to talk to us about what's been going on this last year, what 2021 is going to look like, as well as some of the great programs he has coming up for those first-time home buyers, even conventional loan, anything from FHA to conventional loans. They'll really help you out on those closing costs. Kind of starting out here then, what's been the experience with 2020? Tell us about what's been like.
You know, it's been a crazy ride, obviously. We've had everything that 2020 brought. You saw interest rates go down to historic lows, and then you talk about the inventory issue that we have right now. It's very important that you're looking at a situation, if possible, to where you're avoiding any sort of a contingency, anything like that. And there's a lot of ways that we can help, a good tandem where we can help people make sure they're putting themselves in the best position possible to be an attractive buyer for a property. You need a very competitive marketplace. You need to be attractive right now. And there's a lot of ways, making sure you're in the right loan programs and then are set up to be in the best position possible. Certainly work well with people to try and make sure they're in that position. So.
No, that's great information for you guys that may not have been talking to your mortgage brokers very much. I mean, a lot of times I find people, they don't get educated on the basic things that you need to know when starting this whole process. And that's why I'm going to start bringing in people such as Josh to kind of educate everyone and make sure you understand the whole process, especially with, like you said, it's extremely competitive. Only 350 houses across the board on the market, which is unheard of. With 2021 here around with 2021 right now, what are you seeing with the mortgage rates? How are people taking advantage of it?
Yeah, you know, you've seen an uptick here the last couple of weeks, even a month, and we've been saying it for a while, right? 2020, they're historically low interest rates for a reason, right? I mean, they're as low as you can get. I mean, and it's still, even with rates ticking up right now at 3.125, 3.25 on a 30-year, you're still talking about interest rates that are very, very good. Gives you the opportunity for your dollar to work a lot harder for you. And, you know, in 2021, in general, the market, we all hope, you know, that the economy and everything stays stable, continues to tick up there. With that, you're going to continue to see interest rates probably, you know, tick up. What's important to realize is, you know, right now we talk about 3.125, 3.25. You go up to 3.5, there's still great interest rates. But it's important, what we talk to a lot of people right now, you're not in a situation where you're floating any interest rate, right? You're probably seeing, you know, a market where interest rates will continue to tick up a little bit this year. So it's important if you're thinking about buying that you are in a great position to, you know, find the right property, make sure you've got somebody like John here that can help you do that, and that you're qualified for, you know, that loan when you go to make that purchase.
Perfect. And kind of with those interest rates ticking up, what can buyers do to kind of lock in those interest rates, or even protect themselves on your side to make sure that they're not going to, once it comes final day, they're not signing on to a mortgage loan that's 5% because, lo and behold, something happened.
Right. No, I think looping in, having a conversation as soon as you start considering either making your first home purchase or selling your home and moving up to your dream house or to the next phase in life, I think it's important to loop in with somebody right away. Start talking about, you know, situations. Is it going to make sense for you to try and lock an interest rate long term? What do you need to do to accomplish that? Is it make sense for you right now to, you know, wait till you get your house sold so, again, you don't have that contingency offer before you get really serious and start looking at properties? That's something we're talking to a lot of people about right now, right? You want to make sure you have a very competitive offer. You don't fall in love with a house and then lose out on the bidding process. So I think that's important for you to think about right now. But at the end of the day, making sure that you do realize what kind of buying power you have. If you do need to have an escalator clause in your offer right now, I know you know a lot about that, right? So making sure you fully understand what you're qualified for, I think that's where we can be really helpful for people from the beginning.
And kind of bouncing off what he said there, on your purchase agreement, I'm not sure how many part of that purchase agreement is that you can put in the loan amount that you're offering there and put a contingency that your interest rate will not go up past a certain amount. So on my end as a real estate agent, that's a secondary discussion that I have with you when writing this contract, is being like, you know what, we have your pre-approval letter. We're expecting it to come in at 3.1 or whatever. We talk with Josh here, and we find out, you know what, if it goes up to 3.5, 3.7 or something, well, that's not really in the price range that you want to be paying each month. So we're going to work with you and be like, hey, like, this contract is now contingent, is also contingent on your mortgage rate being this low. So there's a way for me to protect you as your agent in that purchase agreement. It's one of those one of those parts of the contract that you don't look at specifically, but it is a huge aspect that's going to protect you as the buyer. Kind of going with that, going on to the next step, we're talking about how buyers are going to be able to afford competing with all these offers. With the massive shortage of inventory right now, you're running into problems where people are putting escalation clauses $10,000, $20,000 over asking. People are coming to the table with $2,000 of $2,000, $5,000, $10,000 of cash and doing all sorts of things to really make their offer look great. Even cash offers all the way up to the $200,000 range. But how are we going to make your offer look better? Part of that is one of the new programs that Josh's team has initiated for home buyers. You want to kind of lead off of what that $2,000?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have right now, I think to piggyback on what you're talking about, you know, it's his job to make sure he finds you the right house in the perfect neighborhood, right? It's my job to make sure that you are, you know, again, allowing your dollar to work as hard as possible for you. Making sure I've got you into the right program that's going to be competitive for you as a buyer, but then also allow you to spend as little on interest as possible over the life of a loan. We've got a program right now that fits very, very well into what you kind of called the first-time homebuyer range. But this Thrive program is a conventional loan, which, again, John will tell you, it's important right now, if possible, to have conventional financing because, again, there's multiple offers on most properties. So this is a conventional loan program that only requires 3% down and also does not have mortgage insurance. And we offer a $2,000 credit towards closing costs also. So when you're talking about a conventional loan program that offers you a $2,000 credit and no mortgage insurance, it's a really, really great program right now that we have in Douglas County.
Yeah, and that's something that's going to help you over the life of the contract. As we start talking about like you said, we have to have the escalation clauses in there. We start pressuring, there's a little bit more pressure on you keeping that monthly payment down. And it's not my intention or Josh's intention. We don't want you to be stressed and not enjoy your house. We want you to move in and be happy with it, inviting us over to your barbecues. And
absolutely.
We'll be friends for years to come. So with this program, the $2,000 towards your closing costs, what type of costs would it cover? Does it kind of cover everything, or does it cover a lot of those little things like half of the title insurance and some of that?
Yeah, the nice thing about it is it's a true $2,000 credit. So it can go towards some of the smaller closing costs. It can go towards your down payment. It can go towards some of your prepaid items. You know, that's one thing sometimes first-time home buyers, they don't think about funding an escrow account, what that means as far as having to cover your prepaid items to fund that escrow account. So there's really not a cap on what the $2,000 credit can go towards. So it's a really, really good program that's worth kind of taking a look if you feel like you're going to be in that, you know, 225 and under price range. I think it's a really, really good program for folks that are looking to buy their first house or, you know, get into a little bit of a step up from their starter home. I think it's a really good program right now that certainly take advantage of if you can.
Well, yeah, I mean, guys, I hope this has been a lot of great information for you guys here today. I'd love to hear from you guys. Do you have questions for Josh or me about this whole process? Is there things you want us to elaborate on? You don't quite understand how escrow works and some of these other things that are on the papers in front of you, but you never got someone to actually sit down with you, spend a little bit of time and explain that, as well as those purchase contract details. Like, I mean, everything comes into when you're writing multiple offers on houses and stuff, and you're doing those escalation clauses and stuff, it really comes down to those fine details on how an agent can protect you, and how, like, if I'm working with Josh here, I know within at least an hour, if he does not pick up on the first ring, he's going to get back to me within an hour and be like, okay, like, this is exactly what this means. We're going to be able to do this, this, and this. That way there's no hiccups when we're writing contracts, because you guys, to be honest, most houses, I think the average time on the market is 2 or 3 days, if that. The only reason they last that long is a lot of times they're waiting to review all the contracts at once, in which such a short turnover, we might write our first contract and be like, you know what, we saw a few of the other houses, we need to really up our ante. And that's where, you know what, I need to get a hold of Josh and be, all right, man, what can we do for these people? Yeah. Like, we're right here. What can we do? What is this going to look like for you as the buyer? And we can win the property.
Yeah, and I think one thing that's nice, too, about having a local financing is I'm going to do my homework on the front end with you. I'm going to get all the income docs that I know I need from you. You know, it's fairly standard if you're a W-2 employee, right? But if you're self-employed or have other income, I'm going to get everything I need to make sure I've got a very qualified buyer. What that means for you is then I'm going to stand behind the offer that you're making. If John thinks it's important, I'll call a listing agent and let him know, hey, we've got a very qualified buyer here. This is somebody I've vetted and know they fit our qualification guidelines. And that can differentiate you from somebody that's got, you know, just a standard offered letter from some XYZ mortgage company, you know, nationwide mortgage company. This is somebody that I'm picking up the phone and calling them, telling them, hey, you've got a very qualified buyer right now, and that can help you in a competitive marketplace as well.
All right, perfect, guys. Well, look forward to hearing from you, and you guys have a great rest of your week.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. If you want to continue learning about the buying process in today's market, make sure to like and follow down below, and have a great rest of your day.